Miss McCammon, I have Congressman Albert calling for the president. He's speaking from Speaker McCormick's office.
Thank you, just a minute.
Right.
Sure.
Hello.
Yes.
You can put Congressman Albert
Thank
on. Hello.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Congressman Albert on 90 calling from the Speaker's office.
All right. I want to talk to, Lee White. 8:40 is when I get through here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Yes.
The Speaker and I are together talking about the Social Security bill. Wilbur's going to come over and talk to us sometime between now and 1 o'clock. Now, of course, he hit me up. He says, now you and the Speaker should stay with me regardless. And I told him I just didn't see how I could. I made a public...
Stay with him on what?
On not allowing a motion to instruct from either side, that is pro-Medicare or anti-Medicare. I said, well, anti-Medicare is no problem, but if somebody makes a motion to instruct to recede and concur in the Senate amendment, well, it's going to really make it difficult for me.
Of course.
And
yeah,
I said,
you can't go against your administration.
I said, it's the president's involved and the speaker, and I said, I helped keep it in the platform and insisted with the Southerners that they get off of it or we'd embarrass them with civil rights if they didn't. You know, I'm really up against it. So personally, if it comes to a vote, I intend to vote for it.
Yeah.
And now Wilbur says, and the speaker's here, he's talked to him separately. He told me that he had over 250 votes.
Wilbur.
Yes, to beat it either way. He says that the administration's going to take a licking on this if it comes on a collateral vote, he said, because he's got a lot of people that'll vote with him on the procedural aspect. I don't know how he's taken that poll, but that's what he said, and then he said he wanted to talk to us about it. Of course, the Republicans have the first right. They might have a motion to insist on the House position, in which case, of course, it'd be easy to vote with Wilbur. He says he's going to oppose instructing the conferees on either side. But we figured before we saw him, we should touch base with you. And the speaker's here. I'd like you to talk to him a minute about
it. I'll do what I think you'll do, Carl. Oh, yes, John.
As I see the situation, the only chance, if that ever gets to Congress, Medicare won't come out. The Senate will recede. In fact, Bill said that. That's his opinion. Because they'll have 9 conferees, there'll be 6 of them who on there who voted against the Medicare in the Senate. The only chance we have of getting any kind of a collateral vote would be on a motion to instruct one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you. I would try to say to Wilbur that this is a national matter that involves the party it's been fighting for 15 years, that we are committed to it in our 60 platform, and we're committed to it in our 64 platform, and we don't have to have King Anderson. But the reason we put that in there is so he could have some running room and they could have their choice. And he's been against a compulsory hospital care, but this is voluntary and we've given him running room. And we'd much prefer to let him modify it, kind of take the Ribicoff thing in conference. And we won't appeal to him to do that for his party and for his country. And let's have a Mails Anderson Ribicoff proposal in the conference. And try to prevail on him that just not to be against everything and not just to be for Goldwater's position, because he's a national fella. He's not just for Arkansas. He's head of the Powerful Ways and Means Committee. It represents everybody. And he's got some running room. We can take some adjustments, and he can rework it in conference, and he can cut it down to River Cough. And if he does that, why, then we don't have to have a roll call on instructing. If he doesn't do that, well, we got to somehow make a record and let him go back and fight it out in the election, because we just see these people that are committed, a majority of them are committed to Medicare, and if they're going to be against it, well, we'll just show that they just didn't keep their promise.
And of course, well,
I think you just got to either do one of two things. Either, even though we lose, have a roll call and fight for Medicare on instructing the conferees. If we can get a vote to instruct them for the Senate position, that's wonderful. If we can't, why, we have a vote against instructing them, but we'll make the issue where we can defeat some Republicans on this issue. This is the most...
I agree with you.
That's the most important thing. There are three issues, John. I've got the Gallup poll in front of me this morning. They're on two of them. The three issues are roughly peace, prosperity, and Medicare. Now, at party, best keep us out of war, Democrats 44, Republicans 20. This is a poll coming out Sunday. The party that's best keep the country prosperous, Democrats 53, Republicans 21. Then we've got one, about 60 people for Medicare and about 20 against it. So those are the three big things that we are shoving. There are 19 million old folks that this bill applies to, 19 million.
And their families.
And their families, you see. And there's just not anything that has broad appeal. I talked to all the labor groups yesterday, had 300, head of every international in the country, head of all the state AFL-CIO. They're more interested in it than they are all the other things put together. Now, Wilbur doesn't have to take the King Anderson. He doesn't have to have a compulsory Social Security. He can have voluntary, where they can take the $7 or they can take a little hospital. But he gets away from the doctors, and he's not committed against this because nobody's ever heard of it. He can work it out himself, and he can call it the Mills-Ribicoff bill, and we can get the conferees to take it. If they don't, we just got to have a vote.
The question then is, if it gets into conference without a vote beforehand, you're liable to not have a vote afterwards.
That's right.
That's
right.
The danger, Mr.
That's exactly right.
That is the danger.
That's right. You got to have one beforehand unless you can get an agreement from him. You always get these agreements from Howard Smith and these other fellows, and you can trust him on his word, but just say, now, I got to have an agreement, or else we got to stand the administration. We can't be the president's leaders up here and then vote to go out of position. And you're not just the chairman of Ways and Means. You've got a responsibility as a Democrat to the Democratic president.
Well, yes, I've talked that to him.
And just to say that I'm speaker, and I have to give in a little bit once in a while. I remember Mr. Rayburn wanted to vote for the Taft-Hartley bill, but he had to call up, and he found out they were going to veto it. By gosh, he had to vote against it because he didn't want to have his president one position, him in another position. But he had a little farm district, and they were all for Taft-Hartley. But national basis, well, he had to be the other way, and he just had to be like a jackass in a hailstorm. He had to hunker up and take it.
Well, after we talk with him, we'll talk with you again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. President.